broadcasting to you from the Riverside Centre in Newport. This is your Vectis Radio, FM 104.6.
You're listening to the Tuesday Afternoon Show on Vectis Radio FM 104.6 with me, Kelvin.
And me, Maggie.
And we get our first guest here, don't we?
We have. We have the lovely Neil from the Reptilarium.
The Isle of Wight Reptilarium, yes. Down there in, well, I would say it's freshwater, you probably say it's Yarmouth. Good afternoon, Neil.
Hello. Yeah, Yarmouth.
Yeah, Yarmouth.
It's in Norton.
We go with Yarmouth.
It's in Norton, it's in the parish of freshwater.
It's in the parish of freshwater. We're not going to get the.
We've had arguments. Technical.
What you probably don't know is that as you come across the Yarmouth Bridge, we'll talk about reptiles in a second, as you come across the bridge at Yarmouth, there's a sign saying freshwater, isn't there?
Yeah, we are beyond the sign.
Yeah, but that's not the point. A few years ago, some of the residents, or it might have been some of the residents, allegedly stole that sign because they didn't want to be thought of as being in freshwater. Look, people who live up Hallett Shoot, they took it away. So they go, no, no, we're in Yarmouth. But it's actually freshwater. Anyway, wherever the hell it is at Fort Victoria, isn't it?
That's right, yep, yep.
So how did you get into what some people might say is a bonkers idea of opening a reptilarium?
A very long story. Involving starting out of us keeping pet reptiles many years ago,
okay,
which then led into us opening a reptile shop, which then over about a decade involved us amassing a collection of pet reptiles, which led to us opening the little zoo over at Fort Victoria.
Okay, so I mean, because you run the reptile shop on
Fairlie Road
opposite, yeah, where we currently have to turn in to get down to the Premier Inn.
That's it.
Because that used to be a general store, didn't it? But and that's doing okay.
Yep, touch wood, we're still there.
Good.
5 years this year.
So. Wow.
So really 5 years.
Yep.
Wow, time flies. And how long has the Reptilarium been open now?
We opened April last year. We opened for a few days April last year, and then we got our licensing through in May. So
okay.
Not even a year yet.
So is that complicated, the licensing for opening an animal type place, a zoo sort of thing?
Yeah, it can be. Yeah. There's a lot of paperwork to read, a lot of forms to go through. Luckily, we managed to, get our heads around it and get the licensing together. Mm. So it wasn't too bad, but there's a lot.
So animal welfare is top of the list, isn't it, really?
Animal welfare, cage sizes, how many animals you're allowed, what species you're allowed.
Mm.
there's a lot to it.
I bet there is. And how often do you have to go and see them to feed them and stuff
daily,
like that?
Daily, we have to go there every day.
Yeah.
I mean, we're open 5 days a week at the moment, so the 2 days that we're not open, we still have to go there to check all the animals. And then after this weekend, we'll be 7 days a week again. So,
That's just fine.
Part of the daily routine.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because it used to be an aquarium, didn't it?
For over 30 years, it was the marine aquarium.
But it's a nice little area. There's some interesting bits and pieces around there, a little cafe and a...
Yeah, there's cafe, which is now open. There's the planetarium. There's the archaeological underwater exhibit. Yes. There's the model railway.
And there's you.
There's us. There's the forest. There's the beach. There's quite a lot to do at Fort Victoria.
How many reptiles do you have at
the
reptilarium?
We've got 33 exhibits altogether.
Mm-hmm.
So that's 33 separate enclosures.
Yeah.
Each enclosure might have more than one animal in it. So, in the region of around about 60-odd.
So it's more than just snakes then, presumably?
Yeah, we've got snakes, lizards, chameleons, turtles, terrapins, insects, tarantulas, giant snails, scorpions.
Oh, right, so it's a bit more than just reptiles.
Yeah, it's a bit of everything.
Okay.
And scorpions, you have to be very careful when you handle those.
Some you do. The ones that we've got there are not deadly, so they could give you a sting.
We can't send someone down there and say, go and play with the scorpions like them.
You can't actually handle any of our animals. They're all behind glass.
Yeah.
We have got a snake handling day this Saturday coming up, but we bring in a professional snake handler to do that.
And does he bring his own snakes?
Georgina, bless her. She's got her own little troop of snakes.
They're quite used to being handled. Yeah, that's the difference, I imagine.
She takes them out to events and does a lot of work with children and things like that. So it's easier on the paperwork if she comes in and brings her snakes for people to handle. And people love it because they can come in, handle some snakes, and then look around at all our animals.
Yeah, that's excellent. So well, that's this Saturday. What time does that happen?
It'll start about 10:30.
About 10:30 Saturday at the Reptilarium down there in Fort Victoria.
West Hill Road.
Yes. If you don't know where Fort Victoria is, you go through Yarmouth,
yeah,
over the bridge.
Turn right just before what used to be the Savoy.
Yes, yeah, that's a very Isle of Wight. You turn right where the daffodils are. It's sharp left up Hallett's Shoe, and then it's the first major turning on the right.
You keep going,
basically, until you reach the sea, and you'll see it. You can't miss it. I tell you what we'll do. We'll take some local music. We'll come back and talk a bit more about snakes and spiders and things.
Okey-dokes.
We've still got our reptile man in, haven't we?
Yes, the lovely Neil.
Lovely Neil from the Isle of Wight Reptilarium down there at Fort Victoria. Now, you were saying it used to be an aquarium, but it was nothing like that when you got in there after it had closed.
No, that's right. So there was about a period of about a year between them vacating and us taking it over. So what we took over was essentially an empty shell of a building that had been sealed up for the best part of years.
And abandoned.
A bit dusty, a bit damp. Yeah, I mean, it's the old fort, so yeah, there is a bit of a damp issue. That's with
it,
yeah,
it wasn't
there.
Built to house animals, really. It was built to house cannons. So.
Yeah,
I mean, we got the keys in January last year.
Right.
And we had to completely refurb, fit all the enclosures. Yeah, and we managed to get open for April.
It's not bad.
That's a very good go.
Was
there any point you stood there and thought, am I mad?
Pretty much every day for 4 months.
Why am I doing this?
Yeah. But is it all paid off, is what you think?
Yeah, we had a really successful first year. Loads of people just so pleased that there's a all-weather attraction that they can take the kids to.
Yeah, because it is all-weather, isn't it?
Yeah. I mean, it's not London Zoo. It is only a small attraction, but it takes about an hour and a half to look around if you take your time and look at all the animals. So, we've had lots of good positive feedback so far.
So are all the enclosures bespoke to the particular creatures?
Yes,
or?
So the actual exhibit is themed into four rooms.
Right.
So you've got a desert room, and then you go through to our rainforest room, then we've got a turtle temple, and then we've got a turtle temple. It's a 18,000 litre pond that's got about 30 plus terrapins in it that we've rehomed, unwanted pets that people don't want.
Right, okay, yeah. That's interesting.
There's a new EU legislation that's certain species of terrapins, they're now an invasive species and you're no longer allowed to sell them. People that keep them, if they want to give them away, they can only give them to proper sanctuaries or they have to have them put to sleep. So there were no sanctuaries at the time, so we opened one and it started to fill up quite rapidly.
So you're going to have to get bigger space soon, are you?
Well, if I win the lottery, yeah.
Okay.
But at the moment, as you say, it takes about an hour or so to go round.
Yeah, if you take your time and look at each animal, and because a lot of them are hidden, you won't just walk in and see it. You'll have to stand there and look for what you're actually looking for.
And is it, like many of these places, is it kind of dark inside so it doesn't disturb the animals, or it's
No, it's nice and bright. So the desert room's nice and bright, the rainforest room's nice and bright, but once you go to the nocturnal room, that is in darkness with just some moonlight effect, and then we've got little torches that the kids can use to spot the animals in the dark.
That's a good idea.
Out of interest, how much does it cost to get in then?
So it's £5 an adult, £3.50 for kids, or a family ticket, two adults, two kids, for £15.
That's not bad at all.
And I say,
and we do stamp your hand, so you can come in and out all day, so you can make the most of the fort in the
By the time you've got all the other attractions and a cup of tea or a meal at the cafe, that's pretty much a day out,
isn't it?
I mean, I know model railways aren't everyone's cup of tea, they would be
no,
mine.
But you've got the forest and the view, and
it's excellent to know there's that little tucked away corner down there. So the building itself is quite historic, isn't it? It's a bit of an old fort, as you
say. It's what's left of
what's
left of Fort Victoria.
It's kind of been not terribly well demolished, isn't it?
No, that's it. Yeah,
but it is an interesting artifact in itself, and
we've also got Fort Albert further round, where they converted it into apartments. There's also a little
visitor centre in the fort, so you can go. It's only a small exhibit, but it's free. You can go in there and you can learn about the history of the fort.
Fascinating.
Even more to get. So, yeah. but, So the Reptilarium, it's got its handling day on Saturday, about 10:30-ish. Get yourself down there. As I say, there is a sign. We discussed that off-air. There's a sign saying Fort Victoria in the main road. So go down there. Just keep going. You will find it. You cannot go any further.
No.
You stay on
just
that
keep
main
going
road.
Straight.
Well, without getting your feet wet anyway.
Yeah. So is it somewhere that people would go to find out more about keeping reptiles?
There is an aspect of that. It is mainly families wanting a bit of entertainment for half a day. But if you did want to find out more about reptiles, then yeah, we certainly
you got people there.
Like to think
about.
We know what we're on about. So
yeah, yeah.
So come
up to my shop.
Yeah, come up to the shop. Yes, and come and see them even closer. Yeah.
Yeah. Funnily enough, we do have leaflets at the Reptilarium.
Really?
Strangely, well,
that linked back to our
strangely,
shop.
Strangely,
yeah.
Yes. So that makes sense, though, doesn't it?
Do you feel now that your confidence was well founded in what you've done? Because as I say, you must have stood there and thought, "Oh,
what the hell am I doing?"
Yeah. After our first season. Absolutely, yeah. No regrets at all.
That's good.
Yeah, I can see us being there for the next 30 years. I should touch wood now, having said that.
Yeah, no, I'm sure you will
be. Yeah,
but
you'll be 50 by then.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I mean, to be fair, it's a much needed... We've started to pick up in the West White with tourist attractions that are other than the needles. We've got the new farm place, the name of which is Tatnall Farm.
Tatnall Farm.
And we've got the now improved Fort Victoria, because you're there, it's improved.
With the Reptilarium,
And there's some other bits and pieces. But we desperately need a bit more down there, and I'm pleased that it's doing well for you. I'll tell you what, we'll take a bit of music and some adverts, and we'll have a final couple of words from you, if that's okay, Neil. Right, so you're listening to the Tuesday afternoon show here on Vetties Radio FM 104.6. We've still got Neil from the Isle of Wight Reptilarium with us for the last few words on his amazing tourist attraction down there in the West White.
Which has been very successful.
Very successful. So it's at Fort Victoria. And what are the prices again, Neil?
So it's £5 an adult.
Yep.
£3.50 for kids. Family tickets, £15. And that's two adults, two kids.
Excellent, excellent.
Babes in arms, free.
Yeah, under threes free.
Under threes free. Okay. And the website, I've got it up on the screen here, is reptilarium.org. That's what it says here. And
that's right, yeah.
Put that in reptilarium.org. And there's a gift shop. Yes, I like gift
shops.
There's
always a gift shop.
You can buy stuff for people's Christmas presents months in advance.
Can I buy a cuddly dolphin?
Not a cuddly dolphin. You can get a cuddly snake.
Oh, right.
Cuddly turtle.
Yeah.
Yeah, we've got a very good gift shop.
Yeah, I've just noticed it. We were just chatting whilst the record was playing with the murals done by the great Tony Trowbridge.
Yes.
So, yeah, Tony done us a lovely mural in our gift shop. The scene takes up one of the complete arch, and that depicts what you would see through those windows back when the dinosaurs were around.
Very talented.
Because you were saying there was some, you find fossilized crocodile.
Yeah, you'll find lots of crocodile fossils along that beach there. So we wanted to just sort of incorporate that.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Into the...
Very talented man.
So once again, it's at Fort Victoria, which is West White, just through Yarmouth. Turn right off Hallett Chute, sign marked Fort Victoria. And basically, it's an all-weather attraction. Yours is certainly an all-weather attraction. And on a nice day, you've got the forest and the beach, and there's bits and pieces there to do.
You could spend the whole day.
Spend the whole day down there.
Yeah.
Have something to eat. Nice little cafe. I've done some work in that cafe.
And your hand is stamped, so you can go in and out.
Yes, you can go in and out every day.
Make the most of the fort.
And this Saturday, we'll just reiterate that you've got a snake handling day.
Snake handling day, yeah. Come in and get your hands on some snakes.
We were just saying, I mean, I've handled snakes before, and they are not slimy.
No, not slimy.
They're very smooth,
not
very
scary.
Gentle. Not scary. They're quite a calming creature to hold or drape round your neck or whatever you want to do with it.
Don't think you're meant to wear it as a scarf.
No, but that's what people do. They drape the larger snakes around their neck. See, that works on the radio, me doing that hand gesture.
It does, yes. Yeah. It looks really good.
Really good. And they are not slimy. They are quite good to hold, I find. But if you've got a snake problem, then obviously don't do that. But you may find you fix your problems with snakes.
I say we could probably help with that.
Yes, you probably can. Come and see them come and see Neil.
As long as they don't get the tarantulas out.
No, tarantulas won't be coming out.
Oh, thank goodness.
No, because the snakes will eat them. Yeah. By the way, what do you feed snakes?
They eat mice and rats, dead ones that have been...
Specially prepared
for the purpose of being eaten by a snake.
Okay.
But we tend to do that when the place is closed.
Yeah, obviously. There's not a sort of snake feeding time.
So it goes both ways. Some kids love watching it.
Yeah.
They're fascinated by seeing snakes feed. And then some are actually horrified that Stuart Little's being eaten.
Yes. Oh, right.
Of course.
My
mouth.
Yes.
So that's the Isle of Wight Reptilarium. See, I can actually pronounce it. Some people can't.
Behave.
At Fort Victoria. And it's a really good couple of hours, all-weather attraction. And if you're an island resident, you might get a deal off the Price is Wight. You never know.
Certain times of the year, yeah.
Okay. Thank you very much for coming in, Neil. We will see you again soon, and good luck with Saturday.
Thank you. Vectors Radio 104.6.
For the people, by the people.